Good morning to everyone. Friends, I think you would all agree with me when I say that we currently live in an unstable world. We live in confusing and troubling times. We live in a world that is seemingly upside down in so many ways. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. There seems to be no absolutes when it comes to morality and ethics. We live in a world where nothing seems to be concrete. Nothing is stable. We live in a world of numerous gray areas, which seem to be getting grayer and larger all the time. Many, including some Christians, may come to the point that they begin to doubt their own convictions. Brethren, with all the confusion, all the upheaval, all the misconceptions that abound in our world, it may seem that we have very little that we can completely embrace. But thankfully, brethren, this is not true. We really do have something that we can depend on. More correctly stated, we have someone we can depend on. We have someone that we can hang our hat on, so to speak. Brethren, in this world of confusion, in this world of vacillating values, we have someone who does not waver. You know who I am referring to. That someone's name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has many titles in Scripture. He is the Son of God. He is our Savior. He is both the author and finisher of our faith. He is our High Priest. He is our advocate, and He is our friend. All of these titles are appropriate titles for Jesus. And each one of these titles is unique. Each title describes a function or a service that Jesus Christ provides to those who believe in Him and trust Him and follow Him. And He is someone, as it says in Hebrews 13:8, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me repeat that. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in this world of confusion and instability, that is certainly something that we can hold on to and be glad that He is that way. Let us pray. Father God, in this world of confusion and uncertainty, we are so thankful for Your clarity and stability. We ask that You provide us with the strength to hold on tightly to the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Amen.